podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. If Coach and I are a little punchy, just know that we batch these, and we're on.
And we're starting to get our coffee, and we're waking up. We did this at 7 a.m. this morning because I'm a dedicated dad and want to make sure I don't miss.
I miss that stage, but we're on our fourth one. So
I love the sound of a gym. So
I've always found that when you do these things, any other podcasters out there, that the max you can do without getting too punchy is four. Yeah. Anything more than four, you get really punchy. And I'm a little punchy right now. But anyway,
let's get there.
We'll get there. So before we talk about that and Coach goes on some tirade about fasting like I did last week, we'll give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We love them. They've been around a long time. I've actually got a meeting with another possible sponsor. Not sure. We'll see. On Monday. So
make sure you keep giving us those 5-star reviews.
Yes. But I'm not sure. The point of that is I take sponsorships very seriously. I just don't throw, literally, if I had a nickel for everybody that wanted to sell their uniforms or basketballs or something, I'd be retired at the Gulf of Mexico and the Lanai behind me. So go over and check them out. Mentioned High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Coach Collins, whatever, and you get $400 off, which is the best deal out there. That's part of my deal, is I want all of you, my listeners, to have the best deal. If someone else gets $400, then I'm going to ask for $450. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you the best deal. That's number one. Number two is go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is literally my baby. It's my retirement plan, what I'm going to do when I'm done teaching. It is a great thing. I apologize if you hear my dog whining in the background. I know I can hear her cause I have my headphones on, but she had knee surgery cause she's a Collins and, you know, basketball players get knee surgery. She's Air Bud and she jumps too much. She does. She jumps all the time. And, she's whining cause she's in her kennel right now. So when I'm done with this podcast, I gotta go play with her a little bit. She's weak. She's week and a half out. It's interesting. Like knee surgery, you don't put them in a cast or anything. It's like, and they hop around on three legs and
whatever. All right. Our focus this week. Okay. Yeah. Again, our whole structure of the summer is going to be our first topic. Our first thing of the month is going to be just what a high school coach is like in that month. The second one is going to be talking about mental health, which we addressed last week. And then 2 weeks ago. And then last week we talked about skill development within players. And then our final podcast of the month is always going to be conducting development within our team. Right, Coach?
Right. So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing right now. It's May. So April, May has been, and we've talked about this in previous podcasts, that I didn't really know my team because of COVID and I'm trying to figure them out. So my biggest thing right now is I am trying to figure out what we can do next year before I get some contact days in the summer, before I get them on the court and can actually coach them again, because I can't do anything right now because the school's in sessions against the rules, which is a good rule because they should be playing a spring sport. Well, hey, one of my Tyler Schmidt, my two guard or three guard, I don't know where he was, had a no hitter yesterday.
Is that the big guy, number four?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he must play football too, right?
No, that wasn't four. That was Cole. That was Hendrickson. I don't remember. Tyler was like the long, lanky guard.
Okay.
Maybe 6'3", 6'4". Not the shorter, stockier one. No, that was Tyler Schmidt. Tyler Schmidt was probably third in minutes played, if you want to know Tyler Schmidt.
Yep.
But anyway, had a no-hitter a couple of days ago. So
that's amazing. Going back,
yeah, it was great. It was great. They hadn't had one like 10 years or something at Memorial. But anyway, so going back to what I was saying is they should be playing spring sports. They should be doing those kind of things. So this is my time to deep dive to figure out what we can do. And then I got to experiment. So it's like anything. I got to try to figure out what we can do And then when I do have those contact days in the summer, experiment, see if it works or doesn't work. And if it doesn't, then I got to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out what we can do come the
right. So it kind of goes back to what we talked about. Our first part of May was, what are you doing as a coach in May, right? You're kind of mapping out what you're doing logistically too with your team. You know, what summer leagues are you doing? What are you doing to camp? Are you doing this and that? You're kind of mapping it out so you have those things in place as well. I think that's important with your team development. You're just kind of getting the vision before you start testing those things in June, July, and August.
Right. So I think that's the, yeah. And that's what, I mean, and that's where the coaches and I, we're working.
So the team development is really more of you working with your other coaches to figure out what you want to work on.
Right. It's not, it's because I can't do anything as a team right now. So it's not, I can't get, I mean, I can open the gym and let them run, which isn't really a team thing. No. And they're all busy. They should be seniors are gone, but the underclassmen, you know, the junior year is probably the hardest year in high school.
It is for sure.
So I can't yank them because they got stuff they got to worry about. So I'm just like slowly kind of just, you know, connecting, like I said last week, connecting, but for the team thing this month in May, now June will change because June is a big month for us because of contact days and stuff. And we'll talk about that next month, but May is really about, I wouldn't say revamping the playbook, but it's kind of going back and saying what worked, what didn't work. And I've done this every year. I've had people scout us. I've had people tell us what we didn't do well, all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, even maybe looking at old film, looking at things like that. I think that's a good time to do that because your head space is at a different time too, right? You're not overloaded. You can really focus. It's good to go back and look at film and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't notice this. Or even having everybody watch the game and getting their perspective, you know, maybe some of the best, like looking at, okay, where we played really well, let's watch that game. And then let's watch a game where we didn't play very well. What did you notice? What are the differences? Like, and obviously you want to be able to do the things that you did well, but also correct the things that you didn't do well so you can improve. So I think watching film is huge for team development and giving directed.
It is. And it's
film don't lie, right? Film don't lie.
I can watch more film right now. I can come home and it's like, shoot, I've watched all the Ozarks. I don't need to watch anything else. You know, I've just like, whatever. I'm done with Netflix. I can sit. You're not figuring out why the bus didn't show up for your freshman team kind of thing, you know, like you are mid-season. So you can do more of those kind of things in the off season. I think that's when that deep dive can happen. You can find that out of bounds play. You can find that specific drill that's going to help you. Because come June, we're back in it. You know, we got some contact days. We got our youth camp.
But I also think, don't you think too, at that point too, if you understand some of the things, you're going to take the time to be a learner, right?
Right.
You're going to get better at, let's say that you're next year are really looking into doing some pressure defense or are pressing, right? And you want to, right? Or like a 1-2-2 at something or whatever. You want to add something like that. You might not be, you want to know that you added, but you have to be a master of your craft. You have to watch videos. You have to do research. You have to find breakdown drills. Like, you need to own it to your players. You just can't do it. So also at May for team development, I think you're strengthening yourself as a coach to get ready to add those things in the summer.
Right. You got to work on your craft.
Right.
Like, so here's the issue. I always tell coaches, we expect our players to work on their craft. You should work on your craft. And all you officials should be working on your craft. And that doesn't mean working 75 games in the summer on a hot gym. You should be working. And the good officials do that. Trust me. The good officials.
No, they do. They take great film. Good officials. They take great pride, dude.
They ask for film. They want to get better. They understand awesome. The time.
I respect that.
I do. I 100% any official that ever asked for film, I totally respect that because they're trying to work on their craft. So we should all be working. You parents should be working on your craft, not yelling at the officials during the summer, not yelling at the coach during the summer, not contacting them about why Johnny isn't, you know, touching the ball enough.
All right. Your soapbox is done. This is my episode. Okay. Our team development, we just need to stop because we're getting out of whack right now.
We can be done. All right. Till next week, coach. All right.
Later.
Peace out. Sports Social Podcast Network.